Publisher Podcast, episode 123. This episode is dedicated to Graham Michael Pope. I'll tell you all about that in the episode. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Publish Her Podcast, a place where you can come to get inspiration, motivation, help, encouragement, and support in your journey to write, publish, and sell your book. Hosted by Alexa Bigwarf. 'Cause I've been where you've been, and I felt what you're feeling, and I don't want to get in your way. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to season four. Four of the Publisher Podcast. We've been on a little hiatus during the Women in Publishing Summit, taking a little break around and after that, because, oh boy, was that, well, amazing. Amazing is the word I would say, but also takes a lot out of us. So we are so glad to be back for another season. We've already been recording episodes. We've got a great lineup to share this season. We are covering the whole gamut from how to become a speaker to writing craft, productivity tips, and more importantly, how to slow down, to speed up, if you will, how to not stay in the hustle, but still be able to be super productive. We're right talking to people about writing great book proposals and things for nonfiction authors, things for fiction authors, things on mindset. We've got an episode on what young writers are doing these days. And one example with Mel Torrefranca of a young writer who's doing all kinds of things, including getting her book optioned for movie rights and all kinds of great things. The lineup is just amazing. We're learning about new tools. We're learning about ways to become better at marketing, how to use podcasts to market your books. I mean, we're just bringing it all to you. So I really hope you're excited about season four of the podcast. And if you're loving the podcast, we would love it if you would subscribe to us, give us a rating, and most importantly, share it with your writer friends. Just like marketing a book, marketing a podcast needs readers, not readers, y'all are listeners. We need listeners, we need fans, we need people to review us, and we need people to share us. That should sound a little familiar because it's pretty much like marketing a book. So please share this with everyone you know who might want to learn from us. Okay, enough about all of that. I'm not going to do a very long episode today because I really just wanted the opportunity to kick things back off. But I did want to talk about a few things that I've been thinking about. And first, as you may have noticed, I dedicated this podcast to Graham Michael Pope. And I said I would tell you about that in the episode. And I'm going to in a second, but that's kind of a sad story. So I want to start off with something not so sad. And so we're going to start off with an idea that I was talking to a colleague of mine about, and we were basically talking about making habits in our daily lives to change the things that we want to change about ourselves, both in our business and personally. You know, we're always working towards becoming a better version of ourselves, right? But becoming a better writer, becoming a better book marketer, becoming a better person, becoming better in health, all of those types of things. And she told me that she does what she likes to call habit stacking. So in the idea that it takes time to get anywhere and to do anything, and we know this. I mean, I remember hearing as I was growing up, it was you have to do something 20 days in a row for it to stick. Well, the other day I actually saw an Instagram video that really motivated me on this topic as well. And he was talking, he's a fitness coach. And he was talking about people who go to the gym and want to see immediate results. And I see this with authors as well, right? We publish a book and we want to see immediate results. And then we get really frustrated and down when we don't see those things happening. And I will bring this back around to habit stacking in a second, in case you're like, where in the world is she going with this? Okay. So anyway, this video, he says in the beginning, many people come to the gym and they get frustrated because they don't see results immediately. But you're not going to see any results after the first day in the gym. You may not see anything after day 2, day 3, day 10, maybe even day 20. But after 100 days of going to the gym, you will be a different person. And that is so true on the book marketing side as well. You may not see any results in day 1, 2, 5, 50. But if you keep doing this over and over and consistently, and same with your writing, working on your writing craft, or even if you're struggling to get all the words written, it may not feel like you're ever going to finish that book when you can only write 250 to 500 to 1,000 words a day, right? But at the end of 100 days, if you've written 500 words a day, that's 50,000 words, right? So it's all about, one, consistent actions. Over time, small actions, not trying to see these ginormous results right out the window, right out the gate, because that's not always going to be the case. But continuing to show up and do the work, whether it's your writing, whether it's your marketing, whether it's whatever it is that you're trying to do, small things every single day will get you huge results if you stick to it. So I wanted that to be super positive starting on this message. And I believe this for all of us. We all want to sell 1 million books in a month. And it doesn't happen for indie authors very often. Unless they've done the work to build the audience and they get to that point. And there's no reason why, once you've established your fan base, once you have a backlist of books, once you're, you know, have your marketing down, that you can't accomplish something like that. Goals, right? So the habit stacking comes in, because it's really hard when we look at the long list of things that we have to do. Oh my gosh, I need to be growing my email list. I need to be connecting with influencers. I need to be posting on social media. I need to be doing blah, 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 blah. Well, in order to get there, it's about building it as a habit, building the habits of, I'm going to spend 15 minutes a day checking in with influencers or commenting on posts on Instagram, or I'm going to do 15 minutes of writing. If I can just do little sprints, if I don't have enough time, if I'm struggling to get writing into my life, then I'm just going to start by adding in 15 minutes on my lunch break, or 15 minutes sitting in the carpool line, or whenever it is. And eventually, when you build those 15 minutes into your daily writing routine, when you do 15 minutes of marketing every day, when you do 15 minutes of searching for hashtags, whatever it is that you're trying to get better at and do, start with a small goal and do it enough times that you create this habit stack, where now you've started and then you add to it a little bit more and then you add to it a little bit more, and by the end of it you are doing it regularly and you're doing it in a meaningful way. So now the sad part. Graham was my dear friend that I've known since I was in eighth grade and she was in sixth grade. We became sorority sisters in college, all of those types of things. We're still very close. We go on vacations together. My friend, very close. And her brother was killed unexpectedly last week in a senseless act of violence. And we had the funeral this week. And as we were there, first of all, his best man gave one of the best eulogies I've ever heard in my entire life. But as we were talking about it, or thinking about it, I realized the theme that a lot of people said about Graham and about life was that he always took the time to do what was important, whether that was spending time with a close friend or family member, whether that was being present, all of these things, he always made the time for it. And it's really made me think about priorities and about doing the things that need to be done and slowing down. But it also made me think about legacy. Graham reached out to me, or actually Graham reached out through his sister to me, about helping him figure out how to do a children's book a couple years ago. And between our schedules, we were never able to find the time to make it happen. And it never happened. So I've been thinking a lot about how, on the one hand, we're saying, you know, don't live life, do the things that are important, be with your friends and family, do the things, show up, be present. But if you have a passion or a drive or desire to do your book, also make the time to do that. because we don't know how many days we have. And yes, there's always tomorrow until there's not. So make the time if this is a priority to you, and maybe you'll decide it's not, and that's okay. But I just really been thinking a lot lately about how many other things that I do to fill the time, or I don't even know what I'm doing sometimes. I'm just wasting time, it feels like, doing things that aren't getting me to where I want to be. And sometimes I have to do those things because I'm running a business and I have to pay the bills. But figuring out a way to go back to this idea of small steps will get me there instead of, you know, waiting until I have the time. So in perfect example, right now, I got the revisions back for my second book in my series, and I've been waiting for the time when I can sit down and just do like 3-4 days at a time of nothing but revisions. That's never going to happen in my life. If you took a look at my calendar, you would be like, okay, this is a dream that you will never, ever accomplish. And that is pretty true. There's just too much stuff happening in my life to make that time. So rather than waiting and waiting and waiting, the better option for me is to just carve out some time here and there. If I can do 15 minutes, 30 minutes, one chapter, one half of a chapter, one paragraph will get me somewhere. But just waiting for that right time is going to get me to missing my launch date because I never finished the revisions in time to get it to through the rest of the process. So I know this is kind of all over the place, but the common theme here is one, make sure you're moving towards the things that you really want to do in your life. So if writing and publishing a book is really important to you, or whatever it is that you're trying to do in this industry, make sure that you're doing it. Two, don't get overwhelmed by all the things that have to happen, and don't expect these results to just happen out of nowhere and unexpectedly for you. You have to work for them, and you have to take consistent actions to get the results that you're looking for. And it won't be overnight. I promise you, it will not be overnight. I have yet to work with an author who had quote unquote overnight success. Everybody who is a quote unquote overnight success has actually been working towards that success for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. We just don't always see the work that they were doing. And three, create the habits and the time in your life and build on those so that you can find the space, the place, and the time in a way that doesn't completely overwhelm you. Because this is overwhelming, and I know it's overwhelming. As an author, in addition to running this business, I know how many tasks there are, it's a lot to do, and it's very overwhelming. But it can be done, and it can be done in a meaningful way if you have a strategy, you have a plan, you're willing to start where you're at and grow from there, and you're making it a priority to do something every day or every other day or every weekend, whenever it is that you decide that this is my time that I'm going to do these things, that's fine. So yes, I dedicate this to Graham, and I wish that we'd had the opportunity to do his children's book together, because now that book will never come into the world, and that is sad. And it's also a reminder that do what you want to do, get it done. Don't keep saying, I'll write that book tomorrow, unless you don't really care if that book never comes to fruition. And that is okay as well. So we've got a lot to cover in this season. We've got a lot of great, great, great guests. A lot of great tools we're going to talk about. I already gave you the whole list in the beginning, but I am super excited. And the guest list just keeps getting better and better as I look forward into all the interviews that are coming up. We've got a lot of great webinars and training workshops and all of those things outside of the podcast that you can find at womeninpublishingsummit.com/events. If you are new, we encourage you to get on our email list at the Women in Publishing Summit's site. There are plenty of opportunities to sign up on the email list. If you register for an event, you'll get on the email list, all of those places. But we have a lot of great things happening in our community. And if accountability is what you need in taking these next action steps, we've got that too through WIP School, through our community, through the events that we're hosting, all of those things. So I'm looking forward to an incredible season 4, an incredible continuation of 2024 and into 2025, as we will continue to bring you some of the best experts in the publishing industry, new tools, old tools that you might not have known about, that need to know about, and overall tips for success as a creative entrepreneur, as a writer, as a publisher, as a publishing professional. So we're so glad to welcome you back, and we look forward to releasing a new episode for you every Wednesday. So make sure you're subscribed and have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on the Publisher Podcast. We hope to see you back for the next episode. Great huge thanks goes to Jasmine Commerce for the use of her song. You can find Jasmine on SoundCloud. Go check out all of her music. We'll see you next time.